Well, that's right. You know, all of these nominees, thanks to the changing of the rules that was done by Senator Reid when he was the chairman, or at least changing the precedent, all of these nominees except the Supreme Court nominee are now subject just to a 51 approval vote. I would expect Rex Tillerson to be approved and others. You know, I think his career, his background, his ability to function in very difficult parts of the world really will bring an important understanding of how the world works to the State Department. I've known him for a number of years. I like him. I have confidence in him. And unless something occurs during the confirmation process that I have no reason to know about right now, I'll certainly be supporting him.
Do you have any concerns about his ties to Russia?
No. No. I think, you know, the doing business in Russia, his ties to Russia, the willingness of Exxon to take on Venezuela when Venezuela seized the assets, all the fossil fuel assets, and nationalized them, and you know, the company stood up to another country in a world court environment and won, got a settlement. I think that's actually a good thing for someone in the State Department to understand. And in terms of any recognition from the Russian government, because it was a significant economic partnership that a lot of American stockholders benefited from, you know, you're getting something that's the order of the some order of recognition from Russia. They've also recognized American sports figures and others, and I don't think that indicates any kind of relationship that we should be concerned about at all. He'll be the Secretary of State of the United States, and I think he's well prepared for that.
Any concern about how they may impact sanctions against Russia?
No, sanctions are set by the Congress, and I personally think that the Russian leadership is a huge detriment to world peace right now and the Russian people. And what's happened in Crimea, what's happened in Ukraine, I think we should be much more concerned actually about the way the current administration has dealt with all of those issues than we should about whether some businessman has successfully been able to navigate the international business world. I think that's probably a benefit because I'm pretty sure they're tough negotiators, and the Secretary of State needs to understand how to deal with tough negotiators. I think Russia is a major concern right now, and having somebody that understands Russia, having somebody that understands the Middle East from a perspective different than the traditional desk at the State Department that represent each of those countries, I believe will be a good thing. Anything
Any
else?
Further reaction to the President-elect's reaction to the hacking and the idea that Russia did it and his questioning the CIA, his intelligence agency?
Well, I'm on the Intel Committee, and we see the intelligence people in the FBI in those closed hearings and roundtable discussions every single week. I have a lot of confidence in the intelligence agencies. I saw where John Podesta and others have said they don't have any confidence or have minimal confidence in the FBI. I frankly don't see much difference in those two evaluations. I think the President is growing appreciation for those agencies, but frankly, he'll have more appreciation once the people that he has put in charge are in charge. And I think they'll be confirmed we'll learn to understand how good we really are at this and how important it is at a dangerous time that you have congressional oversight, but you also have an understanding of how the intelligence communities need to act and do act every day to protect us.
Is there concern with his reaction to the CIA, you know, in these times and with the intelligence that they are putting forward that he's basically saying, I don't believe?
Yeah, I think his reaction to everything has a significant positive element in that it brings sort of a new view of what's been done in the government to these discussions every day, whether it's a pushback on the cost of the new model of Air Force One in a 120 character tweet, And of course, with our connections here in our state to Boeing, you want to be sure that doesn't get out of control. But the president's going to react differently than presidents traditionally have. And there's no reason that American voters shouldn't have understood that when they elected him. And we'll see what it does. I think it's going to be more positive than not. It forces everybody else to think about not just what's the traditional reaction, but how will the president that is there as a result of the verdict of the people react? And that makes everybody in the process, I think, expand their views in a way that's going to be more helpful than not. There's a symbiosis developing here that I think allows us to get some things done that otherwise might not have gotten done. You know, I've spent most of my time in the Senate on national security issues, religious freedom issues, and fighting these out of control regulators. I think because of this president, that utility bills in Missouri will not needlessly double in 10 years as they would have under the Clean Power Rule. I think it's highly unlikely now that the EPA will be in charge of everything that involves water in 90.7% of the landmass of our state, every building permit, everything else. Obamacare has clearly been disastrous for families and for health care. People saw all of those things. They said they were tired of them. And I think we're going to see this president and people he surrounds himself with and the Republican Congress move in a new and better direction.